Last Tuesday night, President Obama took the mound in Chicago White Sox gear in St. Louis to throw out the first pitch of the All-Star Game. The lanky southpaw from the south side threw a dying quail of a pitch that reminded fans he's a great basketball player. But presidents can inspire, and on Thursday, Mark Burley of the White Sox, who shook hands with President Obama, threw a perfect game. A no-hit, no walks, no errors, 5-0 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. This tied the White Sox and the Detroit Tigers for the first place in American League Central Division. The president's team is in a pennant race. And the president doesn't have to stay just on the sidelines, because in Chicago, politics isn't just the chance to do good, but to do some good for your friends. So this week I wondered if the president could declare it's a matter of national security for the White Sox to acquire another good starting pitcher for their pennant run. I got a bracing bit of analysis from Lior Strahilovitz of the, may surprise you or not surprise you to learn, University of Chicago Law School, who says the Supreme Court's 2005 Kelo decision upholds the right of cities to invoke eminent domain to transfer property, which no matter how much money they make, baseball players are, to stimulate economic development.
Under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, it's not impermissible for the government to try and, say, transfer land from a Motel 6 to owners who want to build a Ritz-Carlton on it. And you could imagine taking the contract of a really gifted player from a last-place baseball team to a first-place team like the White Sox as fitting within the same paradigm.
Could you give us a for instance, for example?
I think you can make an argument that a really gifted pitcher, Zach Greinke, toiling in front of only a few thousand fans in Kansas City would acquire a lot more attention, many more fans, and frankly boost the economy on the south side if he could be thrown into the midst of a pennant race.
Of course, someone like Professor Alan Dershowitz, rather famously a Red Sox fan, and his colleagues at the Harvard Law School could file some spurious objection, but Lior Strahilovitz points out the Red Sox are in the American League East. Harvard would have no legal standing.
I mean, I think as we've discussed it so far, we're really confining ourselves to the American League Central Division. So I think I would tell my colleagues at that terrific law school to, you know, mind their own business.
Alan Dershowitz?
Here comes the pitch. Go, 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 go. Come with me to the south side of Chicago. That's where the Sox play.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.